There is a light that can overcome the darkness. There is no darkness that can overcome the light.
In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was formless, wasteland, and darkness covered the abyss, while the mighty wind swept over the waters. My friend, happy Easter. I greet each of you, and as you might be listening to this little reflection on scriptures, I share with you the light and life of Jesus Christ that came upon the world, the first, the only begotten, the one in whom we find our own inheritance. As Christian people, if you're Christian on this phone, I know that's from where we go out to the rest of the world, go out loving the rest of the world, because we believe in that same reading of Genesis that we hear with our Hebrew sisters and brothers and people of other traditions, possibly, who embrace this beautiful creation story. We hear a bit later in that same first chapter that God created us in God's own image. In the image God has created us, male and female, He has created them. At times we get confused about who we are and don't see ourselves in God's image, and part of our journey here at the mountain, as I greet you today on this Easter season, possibly this Easter Sunday, I greet you, Dan Riley, one of your brothers here at the mountain. I greet you in the midst of the peace that embraces us each day, each moment, and right now. A reading that we just heard a bit of it from Genesis that you might want to return to comes at the very beginning, Genesis, the beginning of our scriptures, holy texts. And the story being told is a wonderful mythological story with deep truth, as myth can only dance around it, of a God who's loved us from the very beginning. I can see near the beginning of our liturgies in our chapel here for Easter, a father and mother with their two daughters, first their one daughter, before the next was born, coming here for Easter time and sharing in our services. The Easter Vigil often has 5 to 7 readings before we hear the regular one from Romans, and one I'd like to share with you in a little while, wondering who will roll the stone back for us from the entrance to the tomb. Its own sense, that tomb of a dark and dense place. We would enter our chapel those Holy Saturdays when this family came and joined us. We would come in from the Easter fire, but into a still lightly lit chapel, feeling at that time the tombness of the world, the waitingness, the anticipation for the light to break in on us. And then, as the voice began, I think the father, I forget, or the mother is the narrator, the voice of God in that Genesis reading for us, the one who did the creating, the one telling that story from creation's beginning, was the young daughter, child, voice of God, like Ruach, the feminine of God, the breath of God over chaos, that in the love of a mother, father, God would draw us into light. Our gospel for Easter Sunday is again one of light, and I think of that family now, the father and his youngest daughter, who she too is God's voice for a while here, came and gathered flowers, Easter flowers, out of the back of a truck I drove up and placed them in our chapel so a little later some of us can arrange them, getting ready for our services. I've been thinking about you for a while, and I hope we're holding each other with the whole world in the light and peace of Christ. Light and peace as you understand it, receiving Ruach, recreating us, drawing us into new light. For the Easter service this year, when light begins to come to our chapel through hearing the word and the slow lighting of candles and then the arrival of the gospel, we hear from Mark's gospel this year, 16:1-7. You may have taken time with it, you may want to now, that when the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James and Salome, brought spices that they might go and anoint Jesus. Very early, when the sun had risen, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll back the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" And when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. Stopping there for a moment, you might image it that way. Our world possibly is a tomb, or your life, I hope not, but home or neighborhood, but certainly in the world there are places that are dense like that, burdensome, vacuous it feels. And there's an appropriate time when in the church, as especially with the Easter Vigil, we might feel that. We might light a fire in the chill of the night, dark vigil time, waiting, longing, and then going into a chapel, waiting, the building, we might even say, the space waiting for us to come in with our lit candle, singing, the light of Christ, the light of Christ. But still maybe wondering and waiting with the world, will anyone move the stone back? It's so very large. And then looking up, as these women did, and realizing that the stone had been rolled back. My friends, as we enter into this Easter season, not just the feast of Easter Sunday, for Easter opens up for us in wonderful stories, especially from John's Gospel, post-resurrection stories they tell us after Jesus rose. They're intimate. They're the light breaking in on us. It's a breath of fresh air in the staleness of a tomb-like world at times, and places that are dark, dense, that God would want to lift us up with this new breath, this ancient wind, the Spirit of Christ, this light that in its lightness lifts the stone, in its lightness carries our burden, dispels those things that right now keep us away from each other, broken or separate, serious, still full of pain, people not willing to find ways to peace between segmented religions, cities that strain for money and are burdened by fear. Yeah, there's stones around us and maybe some within us or between us right now. And this is where the breath of Christ, the light of Christ, the dying and rising of Christ lifts up all of that, but calls us to do that, to be part of the breath, to rise with him, to lift, be lifted and lift others. Stone from stone, new and living waters flowing from the side, the stones of the temple. New and living waters right now for you and I.
Wipe away every tear from your eyes. Streams of living water shall flow from within you. God will wipe away every tear from your eyes. Streams of living water.
So, my friend, thanks for listening to all this, and rejoice in this day at each moment. For what has burdened us and seems like a burden now is, you know, in some way, bearing down upon us. But Christ who has risen lifts us up, and soon will send us forth, asking us to go into Galilee, for he has gone before us. One of the favorite calls for me is the call out of this season. As we are amazed that the stone is being rolled away and has been, let victory take us over. Let breath lift us up. And may we go out into the world, bringing light and lightness of light to others. Easter, peace to you right now. Let us pray for one another. Let us pray for the world that this breath might lift us up.
Jesus Christ is risen today.
Alleluia.
Our triumphant holy day.
Alleluia.
Who did once upon the cross.